council unanimously approved two temporary ordinances that are pretty much the same, one officially for the East County and one for the Snyderville Basin, that would apply to hazardous liquids and materials in pipelines. They also approved a new ordinance, Title 13, in the code, which is not temporary and sets up engineering standards for pipelines. Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas said that for interstate pipelines, regulation is in the hands of the federal government, but there is an exception to regulate pipes within the state.
There is a portion of the federal statute that allows for an exception from preemption. Preemption is when the federal government does it all and you don't have any say. One of the exceptions has to do with the state of Utah entering into a certification program, which the state of Utah has done for gas pipelines. It leaves a gray area, and the gray area is intrastate pipelines that are hazardous liquid pipelines. And there is some discussion back and forth of what you can and can't do.
Temporary ordinance, which under Utah law can be set up for 180 days, would call for new pipelines in all zones to get a conditional use permit, according to staff planner Jennifer Strader. While the county holds public hearings and studies a permanent ordinance in detail, the temporary law would say pipelines have to have a 200-foot-wide corridor as an easement. Strader said pipes have to be set back 2,500 feet from wetland streams and rivers, 500 feet from structures, and 2,500 feet back from what's called high-consequence uses and essential public facilities.
So a high-consequence land use is a use such as a daycare or a hospital or a nursing home that would be difficult to evacuate in the event of a pipeline failure because of the large number of people that would be in that building and then also, what kind of use is in that building.
Several representatives have said the Waxy crude oil would be heated and pressurized to travel through the pipe, but reportedly it congeals if released into the open air. Council member Roger Armstrong said he'd like to see some models of how far the oil might spill on different types of terrain. Attorney Thomas agreed that calamity could be a possibility.
If the isolation valves are closer together, you're not going to have as big of a spill because it's going to cut it off. Between valve placements, it's like a mile between them. You may have something more. Obviously, it's about 1,400 PSI, and you're looking at about 140 degrees. It's going to spew out for a while.
Because of the nature of these waterways for us, because Mountain Regional has already told us that if the treatment plant gets contaminated, it's over. We can't use it. So I think we have to assume that isolation valves are not going to work.
The reality is that probably a third of the population of the state of Utah is dependent upon that Weaver River flow.
That's correct.
So if it gets contaminated, it's not just something. It is a statewide catastrophe.
Correct. Council Chairman Chris Robinson and Armstrong talked about the idea that the pipe is being sold as an alternative to oil truck traffic.
But I also think that this pipeline is a better alternative to the trucks. And so I'm not opposed to the pipeline.
I don't think it's an alternative to the trucks. I think it's going to be in addition to the trucks.
Well, it may be, but then it's in addition to additional trucks. I mean, it's not these pipelines, it's not a fundamental dislike of a pipeline. It's finding a place to put it that's not inimical to our water quality right. And to our property values and things. But it's not an outright, pipelines are bad by definition. I think in many ways they're better than over the road.
They also talked about whether a pipeline could adversely affect the water table and stream flows. Armstrong, tongue-in-cheek, indicated he didn't think the criminal penalties for that are very severe.
You know, once they put this pipeline in and they backfill it, and then Dave notices that all the creeks are down for the next 3 years because the water is being diverted. The backfilling and the compaction didn't work. Should they have to remedy that?
I mean, there are remedies in our code. The remedies in the code, at least for the county, is it's Class B misdemeanor. each day that it's.
Ooh.
I know it's. Most people will say, "Well, that's probably not a great out."
We could
under the state statute, you could do some kind of a injunction action.
But Councilmember David Ure said it won't be easy to prove that a pipeline adversely affected water levels. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.